Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff.
Ebony Marinoff on the left gets the first for the Crows.
And Tomo.
Massive week in football.
Massive show on Triple M.
Crows fans, good morning to you. This is Triple M's Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo, the six-time All-Australian, three-time premiership player. Ebony Marinoff is here.
I was almost going to say, don't do it.
No. Mate, this is what happens. When you demand it in every intro 3 weeks ago, I'm going to have to do it. It's in your contract.
I'm doing the opener next week. Stay tuned.
Oh, no, that would be not good. Dismal. I tell you what isn't dismal, this show. Billy Dowling's going to join us and also young gun Braden Cook.
Yeah, we've got a couple of the young guns. I think it's an exciting time at the footy club that there is so many young players, I think, under the age of 23. So Billy Dowling's a tremendous young man. I remember meeting his mum last year at the Mother's Day game, and you could just sense that he'd come from a beautiful family. And then Braden Cook's just a wonderful story. A local boy from Happy Valley who's finding form 4 years into the system.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I don't think it was expected to a lot of Crows fans, but if you were probably inside the four walls, you could probably see it coming with Rory Sloane announcing his retirement throughout the week and just an absolute warrior. So we're going to pay tribute to him.
Yeah. Oh, Sloane's been amazing. And I think, just having conversations with him over the past couple of months, you could really sense a real, I guess, risk that may have had to be taken if he wanted to play the game. But I guess being inside the four walls and just seeing how hard he tried and, the goggles that he tried and just the work that he put in to really get himself back to be able to be playing was amazing to see. And, I guess you take it for granted probably when you do see someone, and even I'm not in the program all the time, but he tried his absolute guts out. And when he spoke, I sat in his presser, you could – that he wanted to remember for something, and Sloane will be remembered for everything that he wanted to be known for and his legacy. Amazing.
Yeah, quite incredible. And I tell you what, if you do have a couple spare minutes as well, head to the Adelaide Football Club socials and check out the presser and just the people giving love to him as well is it is quite incredible. Like I said, he's been a stalwart of the football club. We will pay tribute to him. But next is going to be Braden Cook. We're going to catch up with the great man to see how his footy's going in 2024.
Crows Chat on Triple M with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo.
Love the way this guy has gone about it in season 2024, Ebs. His name's Braden Cook, a nice South Australian product as well from down at South Adelaide, born up in the Adelaide Hills. I've done my research here. Don't worry about that. His name's Braden Cook, and he joins us right now. Cookie, hello to you.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Mate, thanks so much for jumping on board Crows Chat. Mate, let's start with you and your form in 2024. Made your way into the side and it's playing some very good football, mate. You must be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, definitely. Very exciting to string a few games together. So hopefully we can stay on the winners list, I guess.
And Cookie, tell us a little bit about how you got drafted, because it was a little bit of an interesting one. You didn't really play for the state and then you took it away in the under-18s and started having a couple of bags.
Yeah. Pretty much played local footy most of the way up through till my draft year. Then played, under-18s at South Adelaide. But it was a bit of an awkward one. So that was the COVID year when, everything went downhill. So there was no state footy. I don't even think Victoria were playing at all. So we were pretty lucky. But, just played at my sample club, South Adelaide. Played a few good games of footy. So, got drafted off the back of that.
I think we'll go with kicking a couple of bags there as well, Ebs. I think we'll roll with. I think that'd be the best way around it. Let's talk about your South Adelaide. Who is your influence down there at the Panthers, mate?
Most of the guys that were the big talents were kind of the age below me. So I played with like Jason Horn, Ola Draper, Matty Roberts. But a few of the boys in my year, like very talented, like Zach Dumsney, Nick Kramer, those sort of types. They, still playing some sample footy, but some very good players in that side.
And then obviously drafted, like you said, in 2020 to the Adelaide Football Club when Rory Sloane was the captain at that stage. What kind of influence has he had on you? He's been a hell of a player.
Oh, massive. Honestly, the best bloke, the best leader you could imagine, really. So he took me under his wing. So, because I was coming from down south up to Westlakes every training, I'd like drive to his place, get a lift from down that way, and created a good bond that way.
Can you speak about, I guess, Sloane taking you under your wing? You spent a bit more time in the preseason in the forward line. Has someone taken you under their wing this preseason? You're obviously finding your form and you've got continuity in the game now, but who took you under the wing to really hone that forward craft?
So I've come forward ever since the sample finals last year when we lost a few key players. I guess Burnsy and some of the coaches liked what they saw, so went forward. And obviously the big names like Tex, Fogg, like they've been massive. Just starting to find our feet, I reckon. So we're all starting to gel a bit. But, yeah, it's a bit easier when you've got those talents that, you can work off.
And you're heading into, you're in your fourth season and you've, played four consecutive games now and had a really strong game last week. Is there something that you do a little bit different in the preseason or just being in the system a little bit longer naturally, you've gotten a bit stronger? Have you found there's been a shift in your, I guess, physical presence?
Yeah, definitely. I came into the system extremely underdeveloped. So I've been playing a bit of catch up ever since I arrived. So, it's always been an emphasis on my running and, my physicality in the gym and stuff. So, just been working on that and it's, starting to pay dividends.
And what about away from the field there, Cookie? Are you living with a couple of the boys or you're at home or you got a cheese and kisses? What's going on?
Bought a place last year, so just living there. Had Zachy Taylor move in for a bit while, he got his stuff sorted. So, just me and my partner and we've just, recently got a dog.
Oh, beautiful. Dog's name, Brood?
Name's Oka. He's a golden retriever. He's just turned one as well.
The best dogs. I've got little Lenny at home, Ebs. Seven years of age. The great man.
We ran into Cookie the other day. I was with a few of the girls taking my Luna for a walk and they had a little play up the sand dunes down at West Beach. But hey, Cookie, you debuted in a showdown. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Now, come on. Now, tell me about the hype of that, because we saw it happen with Dan Curtin throughout the week as well. So that must have been absolutely mammoth.
Yeah, massive. We spoke about it a bit during the week, like when they announced Dan was going to play. It's put up on the board just a list of names who have debuted in a showdown. And obviously the Crows posted this morning that Van Burley was the first one. Mm-hmm. So there's a few. There's McHenry, Keane, myself that are still out there. So, it's a pretty big deal.
Thanks so much for your time there, Cookie. Really do appreciate it, mate. And good luck for the end of the year.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
This is Crows Chat on Triple M with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo.
Now, Ebs, we spoke to Braden Cook earlier on in the show as well, the young gun for the Adelaide Football Club, and you brought up to him about he actually debuted 3 years ago in a showdown, if you don't mind.
Oh, it's crazy. And even just asking him the question, and he was a mad Crows fan, so he put a lot of pressure on that. But, what a game to play in. I mean, being from South Australia, you have already a full understanding what a showdown is and what it means to the state and to debut in one, wow, whistle.
Now, I tell you, I do a lot of extensive research for this show, Triple M's Crows Chat. Don't worry about that. I'm here, there and everywhere, mate. You know me. Head down, bum up. Why are you laughing?
You got Dr. Google over there.
So I thought I'd go through the debutants who have had the ability and the pleasure of debuting in a showdown, okay? There's some absolute stars involved with this. The former skipper of the Adelaide Football Club, Nathan Van Burlow. The big fella, Ivan Marich, did it. Richard Douglas, Matthew Yench, Luke Thompson, Matthew Wright, Aidan Riley, Jared Lyons, Tim McIntyre, Rory Atkins, The Rat, Ned McHenry, and Braden Cook. So there's a lot of names there because I thought it was, he'd have to be in the top couple, but there's a number of names there.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I feel like when you do give someone a debut game, there's obviously a lot of emotions, not only from the player itself, but it's the family. How many tickets do you need? It's a huge build-up. So I reckon there's a little bit of trust or emotion that you know that the play is going to be okay because that's a huge build-up. And there's 12 Crows that you've just rattled off.
Yeah, well, you can make that 13 as well because we saw it Thursday night when Dan Curtin played. And here is a bit of audio of him calling his parents, letting him know the news.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you? Just thought I'd get straight to the point. Would you want to come over to Adelaide this week?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Just thought I'd give you a call and let you know that I'm going to need you to come over to Adelaide this weekend because I'm debuting.
Showdown.
Yeah.
Showdown.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Just found out then. Thanks, Mum.
It's absolutely super. Now, I'm hearing mail as well that there was a bit of an early announcement throughout the week, Ebs.
Yes, is that Tom Morris?
Well, it was actually dropped on it was dropped on Facebook
by his mum.
By either his mum or his stepmum, Dan Curtin.
And actually was?
And that's how it got picked up.
Wow. So
that's what I'm hearing.
I don't think it was Tom Morris, so apologies.
Theo, I'm fairly sure.
It is Theo.
Yeah, the drop.
And we all know the drop very well. I do love that man. Yep. Miss that man because obviously he's over in Melbourne now. But that just shows research on it. And so you're telling me that wasn't a – because we thought it was a scammer with fake news. Oh, so you're telling me that was legit.
This is just circling around the office at the moment that it might be a potential Facebook status update of being super proud stepmum slash mother.
That
it might have gone out.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. That is – oh, now – see, you've got me. But one thing I will say, listening back to the emotion from his dad.
Yeah.
You know, Dan's been playing Sandville, obviously, and he knew it was a showdown. Like, you can just sense – I think there's been a lot of chatter over the years naturally through the AFL, first-round draft picks, moving across the country, like Western Australia's on the other side of the planet Earth. But you could – they're genuinely passionate about this footy club. The dad was wearing a Crows hat.
Love it.
Just on a, Wednesday afternoon.
Yep.
And Dan seemed super excited and passionate, as he should be. Mm. But I think it's great signs for the Crows fans.
Yes, spot on, mate. And hopefully he can play some very, very good games in years to come.
You're listening to Crows Chat on Triple M with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo.
Throughout the week, Ebs went one-on-one down at West Lakes with up-and-coming young gun Billy Dowling.
So, Bill, you're in your second year and I feel like you're performing really well and strongly in the sand. For what's that been?
I think just having, you know, another year of maturity under your belt, you know, trusting the process that you have figured out what your week-to-week schedule look like and, you know, understanding the system that works for you. So, for me, it's, you know, pretty regimented in some way, Monday to Friday, to get myself in the best nick leading into the weekend, and trusting that week by week and then having that, you know, year under your belt to come in a lot more mature in your second year and, yeah, be able to put that into place has been nice so far this year.
And what have been your strengths?
I think on field it's been, you know, built around working hard and the fundamentals being clean and hitting your kicks and stuff like that. So I think, you know, if you always work hard, you're going to give yourself the best sort of opportunity to perform. So that's generally what my philosophy is heading into games.
And then transition of your positional shifts and changes, where have you found yourself settled most?
Yeah, definitely played a variety of positions. I think pretty comfortable playing, you know, forward, wing, mid, anywhere through there, I think. So, you know, once you get enough time and you know how the game works in that position, I think you can sort of play anywhere. So, still trying to develop that, and hopefully, you know, in the future you can be someone that, you know, a bit of a Swiss Army knife, play anywhere and be versatile. So that's the goal.
Was that an aim for the coaches to get you a little bit more versatile?
Yeah, definitely. I think where footy is heading nowadays, you can't just play one position. Like, a lot of the boys at the club can play at least two positions. So being able to have that up your sleeve, and then come game day, you know, you don't have a regimented role where you're straight mid. You can also duck forward, play forward, and, you know, wing if Ranks wants a bit more time in the middle or something like that. So that's definitely been the goal for myself, yeah.
You mentioned Ranks and, you know, the young boys of Riley, Phil Thorpe and the bright future. Have they influenced and helped you really settle into life at the footy club, being home in Adelaide?
Yeah, definitely. Having the standards that they set definitely makes you, you know, want to perform, and I think you can learn a lot from them. They're obviously young and, you know, they're making great inroads in their careers. So just learning them and understanding that the process you have will work in time. So understanding that you do have the support behind you and you will get somewhere if you keep putting your head down. So they've definitely been great for me and my footy.
Can you talk about your rigid routine? What do you do on your day off? Is there something set in stone every week?
I think on my day off, it's just, you know, trying as much recovery or maybe another gym session in, just trying to make sure I top up myself just to be in good nick, depending on how I feel week to week, but just sort of making sure that I have, you know, something that's going to better myself throughout the week, especially on that day off. So, yeah, that's basically been my focus this year, yeah.
Any uni degrees? What would be?
Yeah, I'm doing a commerce degree now, doing two subjects now, so that's pretty full on, but I like doing a bit of that on the side. Definitely keeps your mind off footy a bit, so it's been good.
And post footy, what would you love to get into? Is that
too
far on the horizon?
I'm not too sure. I'd be pretty interested to work in the business field, like the commerce, whether that's law or something like that. So that's definitely going to be a goal that I'll keep sort of pursuing while footy's going on, and hopefully I can, you know, be a part of that when I'm older.
So, Bill, you were the South Australian MVP, so you've probably had expectation and pressure on you ever since you were drafted. How do you go about dealing with that? And, it's forever there as an elite professional athlete.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something you can look up to a few of the boys at the club. I mean, you obviously have that pressure, and as I alluded to earlier, I think it just goes back to, you know, your system and understanding that, you know, if you put in the work, you got to trust the process and good things will come. So not trying to get too caught up in the external noise and stuff like that. Just go out there, do what you do week to week, and, you know, focus on what you can improve. And as long as you give it your best crack, you'll be setting yourself up to be in a good nick come game day and perform, I reckon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sweet.
Crows Chat on Triple M.
Been a busy week down at the Adelaide Football Club. It started off with Rory Sloan, the past skipper, the two-time best and fairest All-Australian, announcing his retirement.
Brilliant stuff, Rory Sloan.
Rory! Rory!
Ball spits out the back. Keezy's coming through. Look at McCreary trying to take him on. Sloan with a big wrap-up tackle!
Great tackle.
Big time from Rory.
53 from home. Big fly. Sloan! We'll get a look at the hubby, Norman. That was over both. His hands in the back, sat on his head.
Oh, big smother. Real good stuff by Sloan. That was captain stuff from Rory.
Long inside 50. Oh. Sloan! Big Rosa! Jeez, that's a good grab.
It was a good grab. Pulls the trigger deep. Menzel should mark it. Over the top, Danger.
Oh. Oh. Sloan knocked him out. Rory Sloan's knocked Danger out. He hasn't moved. Unbelievable hit, and he doesn't know where he is, Danger. Massive bump, Rory Sloan.
What do you say about him? It probably led the club through the toughest period when he was the captain of the footy club. I'll never forget. So I think everyone's got one Rory Sloan memory. I'll never forget. I was working at another radio station and my phone just blew up. It was the start of 2018 and I found out that Rory Sloan, after all the players that had left, in a Charlie Cameron or a McGovern or a Jake Lever or whatever, that all left the footy club, and Rory Sloan signed on for 5 years, and I just thought, wow, this guy. And we just backed him from there, and he was just an absolute bloody superstar from a fan's point of view.
Well, you stole mine. Because,
oh, are you kidding?
Yeah. I had been at the club. I got drafted in 2016, so had only been at the club for 18 or so months. And I think back then, you know, as someone just walking in the four walls and the boys losing the grand final in 2017, and then naturally, you know, you list off those names, the boys who had left. You didn't really know. You're thinking, are we going to lose another one of our greats? And yeah,
because it was talked about big time.
Absolutely. I think it was St Kilda that was really coming hard. Mm. And I think when you reflect, like, he's been here for 16 years.
Yeah,
like,
it's huge.
That's, I think, Travis Boak. I mean, he's from Victoria. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you compare, I guess, both players and their loyalty and their connection and their care and their passions for the footy clubs, you could probably have them on par because they're two greats of South Australia. I mean, one's at the wrong side.
Yeah.
But incredible. I think just reflecting on Sloaney's career, what he's done, especially, like, if I think, like, watching Sloaney and around the club and on the field, he's just some, like, his passion for the game and for the boys, like, it's been second to none, and it's something that I've always admired, and I know that people have, and it makes you, I guess, a bit warm that you've been in the presence of a calibre of Sloaney, and just watching him play, like, so hard, ruthless, like, never back down from a contest, and that's what I love to watch, and yeah, absolute warrior.
I remember hearing an interview that he did conducted a couple of years ago, and it was about his old man instilled into him playing footy the right way. He also touched on that again in his press conference, and you can see that's been in the front of his mind for the 16-year duration of his career. Just an absolute, yeah, he's a warrior. Like, we'd, you know, and you can go on and on and on, but the injuries that he's had, whether it was a broken eye socket, you know, the knee reconstruction, and now the detached retina as well, that's probably forced him out of the game. It's not the way that he wanted to go out. There's no doubt about that. But for him to even, you know, put his life and his family first as well, once again, admirable.
And that's typical Sloaney. And I think if you look back, like in his peak form of 2016, 2017, he nearly won a Brownlow.
Mm.
Like, I mean, you've got to win games, as we know, to get votes. But he was a tremendous player across the whole league. I think we maybe take it for granted here in South Australia because he's just been such a fine player for our footy club. But in his prime, Sloaney was one of the most courageous midfielders, you know, score involvements. He'd go back with the fly. Like, he did it all as a mid. And he touched on it in his press conference. He wanted to be known not just, you know, as a one-way,
getting
it down to defensive. And, I mean, he did that every game he played.
Yeah, no doubt. And that makes his way into the top 10 players at the club scene, I think. So a big well done to Rory Sloan and his family as well in retirement. Completion of the show here at Triple M's Crows Chat. You've been super once again, Ebs, the three-time AFLW Premiership star, six-time All-Australian, if you don't mind.
Oh, thanks, Tomo. Are you able to let me know your credentials, please?
Oh, you don't want to know. No, we'll be here till midday, I'll tell you. You do not want to know. You enjoy the rest of your weekend. What do you got on for this nice Sunday morning?
Oh, I think I'll go home and cook myself a nice brekkie and take the puppy down to the beach, I reckon.
Like it, mate. You have a good week, and so do you, Crows fans. Next weekend, we take on the Brisbane Lions at home for Mother's Day. See you then. Bye.